Welcome to the Breeze podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. I'm here with my boy.
Yo, no it's one the left. Boy. It's the boy, John McCollin, showing you all the Toronto. What is going in from? Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day. Wow, it's a huge day. I already feel Canadian, even though I haven't moved there yet.
I feel you. I'm confused right now. What are you looking at? Are you looking at me?
Yeah, so I'm looking at you. So I have you right here. And I guess like, it probably looks like I'm looking at something else. I don't know if that's disturbing, but I'm actually looking at you. Maybe what I could do if I shift my computer. Is this a bit better?
I guess.
Or do you want me to look in the camera like this?
I'm looking at you, bro. Like, but is this a camera right here that this one I'm seeing?
Yeah. So you're when I'm looking in here, I'm looking in my expensive camera setup, which I'm
because I was like, yo, this is crispy. I was like, yeah. What? You got a new computer?
But when I look here, I look at you.
Okay, and fair. Nah, dude, whichever is comfortable, whatever is more comfortable.
Yeah, well, now I kind of feel like a douchebag because I want to look at you. I guess I'll switch between looking at you and at you.
Fair. I gotta get that camera quality, bro.
Yes. Okay. Roll the intro. Okay. Let me just say, John, I'm happy to talk to you. I don't know why I woke up on the wrong side of bed.
Really?
On the side of the...
That's unfortunate, bro.
Whatever, your mood, yeah.
The bed, wrong side of the bed?
Wrong side of the mood, bro. So, do you want to know what I did?
Talk to me first before you continue. I have one question for you. Mm-hmm. I know last week you told us about your addiction. Mm-hmm. So I'm just checking in again. I checked in last time. I'm checking in now. What's the status?
Water, growth fiber, moist keeping stuff, salt. Sour regulating stuff and aromas. It's completely nicotine free, tobacco free. It's like it's tea bags in the shape of snooze.
Okay. Right?
So because I've gone a week cold turkey and now I'm finally getting back to normal, but it was really bad there for a while, John. Really bad. However, I miss being cozy and having something here. So what I usually do, either it's, what's it called? It's called ginger. You put ginger, like a piece of ginger here. Yeah. Or these ones, like tea bags with, it's peppermint taste.
Fair.
So it burns. Yeah, but
is it a good replacement?
No. I don't know. Like, the thing is, it helps me a bit because it's comforting and I miss just having something here. Do you get what I mean?
I feel you.
It's you know.
It's like a habit that like, what do you call it? When you tie a place to a habit or so, I don't know.
But it's, I would say it's like, you know, when you've had a long day at work and then you come home and then you cuddle with your girlfriend and it's like, yeah. You know, you missed it. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's that feeling of comfort that I get.
Oh, this is comforting. All right, cool.
Yeah, I guess it's comfort. Yeah.
All right, that's reasonable.
Yeah. So, yeah, but other than that, 1 week. How is the addiction program? Do I get a badge or something? Like,
It takes, you get it after 10 days.
10 days, the 10-day badge.
10-day mark, yeah. So you'll get I'll shoot through like a GIF.
Okay, John, let's get into the week.
Talk to me.
No, I've talked too much. We need to even it out. You start.
Yo, my week has been has actually been pretty blessed. Starting off the week with the routine as usual, like I'm back, like I said, not falling off, I'm back on it. Made some pretty big decisions this week in terms of moving forward.
That you're going to tell me about after?
Yeah, it's not a podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
So not much. I had a couple of meetings, pretty good meetings with some producers I like and I'm trying to work with. Mm-hmm. Still working on Singapore, got that record happening out there.
Okay.
And yeah, bro, it's Canada Day. Like I'm chilling, I'm outside every day.
Yeah. What's most exciting in your life right now? Because you have a lot of exciting things happening.
I don't know if I can say
it. Okay, so it's something you can't share. I'd say
the most exciting, like, day-to-day, the most exciting part is the weather. Like, I'm not, like being outside. I'm just having, like, just doing work outside. It's, like, especially, like, Canadian winter, bro, was rough. So, like, now I'm just trying to soak in every single, like.
Yeah.
Well, you were here last time, so you know, like.
Yeah, I know how amazing it is. Yeah, bro. Okay, so that's interesting.
What about you? Talk to me. I know, like, start at the modeling, start there, and let's keep it moving.
Oh, yeah. So, what a day. So, I'm about to do this model shoot, right? And then the commuter train, they don't go to where I'm supposed to Stockholm from the outskirts, right? So, I'm like, I get to know this when I'm on the train, and there's no buses going to Stockholm that far from Stockholm. Mm. So commuting in there, it would take like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So what happens is my girlfriend, she was in two stations from Märsta. So I was like, I'm going to be here for a while. They're sending me someone to pick me up. Like, can I come chill with you in the meantime? So she was like, yeah, you can come chill with me and my friends. So I go there, chill with them. And then after a lot of back and forth, they send an Uber. The thing was, there was a lot of traffic, y'all. So what happened was that I was in the Uber for like an hour and 10 minutes. And it's supposed to be like a 30-minute drive. So I fell asleep, which was chill. And it was super hot that day too. But I get there and they're shooting this girl. They had shot like 3-4 outfits of her, had like an electric Vespa. We shot that, so it was good. And obviously, like, I'm a professional, John, so I'm all professional, you know?
You have to be.
Yeah, I'm a professional in everything I do. Anything and everything I do.
You have to be.
I'm a professional. it was. The thing is, my girlfriend watches she watched them. She doesn't only listen to them now. She watched them too. So any face that I make, y'all.
You're under the microscope. You're under the microscope, bro.
So I'm just smiling because I know that you're watching this. I love you, babe. but it was cool. I did a few backflips in the shoes and stuff. Like, it was for the shoe brand.
Yo, backflips, your signature move?
I think so. I would say so. I did it in the church at my graduation, at the Emerge conference. I did it... I do it at weddings.
That's your move, fam. That's your go-to. That's
I'll
your
do it on my own wedding. I'll do it when I graduate.
Fair.
Take my bachelor.
Fair.
Degree.
It's good to know. It's good to know to always be prepared, you know, like, yo, bot flip's coming, fam. You know,
definitely. Okay, John, does it look like I'm looking at you now?
Kind of.
Wait, you see the computer sitting here?
Yeah, I see the computer, yeah.
Okay, so if I look at you, I'm literally holding the computer. But what I'll do, you'll have to get used to this, Joe.
Yeah, it's fine, bro. Like, it's fine.
Anyhow, So obviously I'm nervous as shite because in exactly 1 week I will know about the school.
That's wild. Like exactly next Wednesday.
No, next Thursday, sorry.
Okay. Maybe we should record the podcast on Thursday,
yeah. And it says that, like, because I obviously, even though I know nothing's happening, I've been on the website.
Yeah, refreshing. You just refresh it.
But thing yeah, is, I know that shit has happened.
Really?
Because usually it says your score, your GPA.
Mm-hmm.
But now it says you are qualified and competitive for this environment, this education, or like it says, like you have what it takes for this education or something along yeah. those lines.
This is like in the school's portal.
Yeah. No. This is like the global, or not the global, but the Swedish national one. Mm. So you apply to a bunch of different ones, right? But it just says that, and it doesn't say my GPA anymore. So I'm like, whoa, what's happening? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's moves, bro. Like, next Thursday, we record, and like, you gotta do the reveal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so true. I have to do. Fuck, that could go so many ways. Whoa. But I'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
We'll have an audience. Like, my mom and girlfriend are going to stand in the back. But that's sick. That's sick if I do it on the podcast. That's like the sickest thing ever.
You have to.
With Jason Holder on the line. And he's like, what the fuck? Okay, so... I mean, that's the most exciting thing I'd say about my week, apart from me starting vlogging again. I'm 3 days behind on schedule. So I just finished Monday's vlog now, and it's Wednesday, so I'll release it like today.
So you're doing one a week?
I'm going to do Monday, Friday for Monday, like Friday? 2 weeks to make up for the 3 months that I've been gone.
Fair.
And it's hilarious too, so.
That's reasonable.
So, John, enough about me. Tell me about yourself.
Yo, you know all about me, bro.
Yeah, I do. Okay, let me summarize. You've been writing one song a day.
Yeah.
You've been keeping to your schedule, waking up, meditating.
Correct.
Journaling.
Correct.
And reading.
Correct.
Okay, sick.
Well, listening. Yeah, audiobook. Yeah.
And then you're working out.
Yeah, I try to get in some skips. Like, I try to skip 2,000 skips.
Oh,
like,
that's sick. Burning. That's sick skipping.
But like, it's easy. And I don't like to run. Like, I hate running. Yeah. Like, I feel like running is a thing you have to like love, right? You know what I mean?
Corona,
like,
bless me.
Bless you, bro. Bless you.
I feel you, bro.
Run is a thing running you love sucks. Or hate. You know what I mean? Like, you either love it. Like, my brother loves running. Like, I just.
But honestly, though, I don't think anyone loves running. I think everyone, like, you just get the runner's high and you get.
Fair.
Because I always hated it. And I don't know. Maybe, John.
Fair. I know some people, I love it. You know what I mean? Like, every single marathon, they're like, yo, I got to be at this. They got, like, a marathon wall. And they're like, this is all the marathons I've been to. You know what I mean? That's not me.
But I do think, John, that that's bullshit. I think no one loves running. I think
people love running. I think
maybe, yeah, they do. But I think the thing is, I love running. Quote unquote, but
do you really
do
like,
I
to the
really?
Core of it? To the core of it, like, do you actually like look?
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, okay, so I'll compare sex and running. like, what would I choose?
Running this way down there, bro.
It's not a difficult decision. It's down there. Like, to get what I mean, like, I enjoy and love sex, like, but running, like,
you're not gonna go running, fam. Like, I'm telling you.
No, but the thing is, I run a lot, and I mean, yeah, okay, let's say, no, that's the thing, food trumps running too. Yeah, sure. I guess running is just,
I know, like, people that love running, like, as much as, like, other people love food.
Love sex.
All right, yeah.
Do you?
I don't love running. I just told you I don't like running.
No, but do you know people that love?
Yeah.
Actually, let's do a poll on our Instagram. Do you love running more or do you love sex more?
Fair.
And then for this one, running more or food more?
That's reasonable. I'm okay. Saying I think running would not come. Yeah. Running would not win.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But to your point, people do love running. They do. let's not go.
We don't have to go into that rabbit hole.
Anyhow, how many songs did you write last week?
Finish.
Yeah.
Five.
I don't know. Five. Okay, yeah. That's good. That's sick.
I always write, but like I may not finish because everything I write is not like good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just probably there. So many stuff just on my hard drive, never leave.
it's a pot of gold on your hard drive.
Yo, actually, I called home because I remembered I had a computer bought home in Barbados where I had all my stuff that I ever worked on like before I moved. So I was like, yo, please don't throw out this computer because I want to get the hard drive just to see like what's on it.
Yeah.
As like any creative would. Mm-hmm. My mom's like, yo, it's not there anymore. I threw it out. I'm like,
oh. You're like, damn.
Bruh. I was like, jeez. That hurts, Ken. That still hurts.
That does hurt. So, John, how did the energy in yours and your mom's conversation change? Or were you able to like just eat it and like it's fine, mom.
Don't worry. But she didn't know. Like it's just like a dusty computer in my room. You know what I mean? It just hit me. I was like, yeah, I should probably keep this.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. And then my other computer, like I bought a Mac Mini like before I bought my current laptop and it had a hell of music on it. So I tell my brother, I'm like, yo, bro, bring this back. Cause he took it with him. I don't know why he took it with him, but this guy took it with him when he moved. And then like, he was using it. I was like, yo, just make sure you bring it back because I want like all my files, my logic files. I just want them. You know what I mean? You could keep the computer.
Yeah.
This guy leaves the computer in Trinidad. I'm like, bro, like, when am I going to get my things back, bro? I was like, bro, I'm cheap. I was actually cheap. But
that's
another thing. That's another story for another day.
That is another story. But what I was going to say is like, these are the times that I'm glad I don't have grew up with a sibling. You know what I mean? I think in most scenarios, it's nice to have a sibling, like, you know, hang around with vacations, whatever. Like, you always have someone to play with or whatever. But with these things, like, me waking up and I'm about to do something with my camera and it's gone to Trinidad. That happens.
I mean, you know, like I got the practice, so like you'll get it, and like your girlfriend probably do something, and then you'd be like, oh, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna hop with me, like my brother. So I had a practice.
Okay, John, do you want to know? She's gonna.
Yeah, chill.
No, I can't. I might be able to tell it next week. Oh, I've already shot myself in the foot for saying this. Anyhow, I'll just take it.
I'll pray for you, bro.
Thank you. Okay, chopped up.
Run it. What do you have to talk about? Chopped up, bro. Adidas, I really don't have much that I remember. Mm-hmm. The Facebook boycott. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I mean, Sook's been caught saying these outrageous things, like what's best for the world is not necessarily best for Facebook. Like, how insane is that? That's just bananas.
Yeah, true.
Like, come on. I think it's hard to make a dent, honestly. Patagonia, they drew their ads. Another huge one drew their ads.
Microsoft.
Like Microsoft. Did Pepsi do it? I think it was Pepsi. Like, they usually spend like $5 billion.
Like, their third biggest ad spender pulled their ads.
Wow. And, but I don't really have a lot to say about that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all the other companies that they made, like, they renewed their policies regarding, like, hate speech, stuff like that. But without anything, like, without anyone pulling or taking any business from them, you know what I mean? But, like, Facebook,
yeah,
is just this behemoth of a company.
Yeah.
Marketing company and that, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what Mark Zuckerberg decides to do. But he'll probably end up, like, switching up those policies like every other tech company.
Yeah.
Because they want to hurt, if it hurts the money, like, you know, like, you gotta change some, you know.
I had something juicy for Chopped Up.
What's that?
What was it? Oh, I think it was my school thing, but we already talked about that.
True.
No, I feel like I had something that really caught my attention.
Did it happen? Was it a morning brew?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for... Yeah, okay. Anyhow, John, so Facebook. My honest thoughts of Facebook is that, like, they own Instagram, they own Facebook, they own WhatsApp. Like, it's, like, if you look at these big corporations and you look at Google, you look at Facebook, and you look at Apple and Amazon. I don't know that much about Amazon, but I don't know, like, what people work at Facebook to make the company culture that shitty. Do you get what I mean?
I feel you.
Like, honestly, like...
I don't know. Like, I mean, like, it's simple. Is that the
direct
things.
Effect of, like, Mark Zuckerberg? Like, you know? You know how, like, the traits of a kid will come from the parents? Like, if you're messy or clean or, like, if you brush your teeth or don't. Like,
It might just have to do with, like, the structure of the organization. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
And the overall culture, because I think, like, the structure definitely influences the culture. So if it's, like, a top-down bureaucracy, like, that, if that's what Facebook's running, which is, like, it seems like that's how they run, like, their ships. Like, everything comes from a mark, and then it's funneled down to the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously there are people in, like, high positions that want to change. Like, they want to make the change to... Mm-hmm. what they have on their platform, but, like, if it's top down, bro, like, not much you can do, you know what I mean?
But so here's the thing. Here's my thing. How much do you hear of Apple? You never hear anything from anyone at Apple. They've just started now recently. You know Craig Federighi?
Yeah. I watched the MKBHD.
Yeah.
That was sick.
It's so sick, but but, like, this is the first time ever Apple is doing something like that. Otherwise, it's just closed doors. Like, the most you'll get inside into Apple is, like, if you go into an Apple store.
Correct.
Like, no one knows, like, that there's, like, thousands of people working there. And, like, all this stuff. So, and nobody knows, like, their company culture. And, like, so we don't know if they're, you know, we don't know. But they seem to have their stuff figured out.
I mean, it was the same for, like... Google, like, people thought the same of Google. I mean, in terms of they knew it was, like, this fun happy place to work.
Yeah.
But they didn't know much more outside of like what senior leadership was like. So then like a couple of years ago when they had that whole, it wasn't even a couple of years, like probably last year, the year before, when they had like the whole issue with sexism, I think they had an issue with like something like that. And they, like a bunch of employees walked out. Same with Uber, a bunch of employees walked out. But it's like, but
Uber was mayhem.
Uber was
Travis Kalanick. Wow. Like that was like a real bro culture. Yeah. Like,
but to your point, like you wouldn't have known like what was happening behind that curtain. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lot of these tech companies, like all people know of them. If you don't do any, if you're product. Not in there, it's probably their product and the website. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's it. I mean, a lot of them are, they brand themselves so well that you don't even worry about like what's happening behind there. You just say, oh, the product's so good.
Yeah.
But like, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So, John, I watched a interview with Steve Jobs from 2008.
Okay.
And he was, the only thing he was obsessed with was making the best product. And when I do like my content, John, the only thing I'm obsessed with is making the best possible content that I can. And I do think like my content is better than 95% of all other content on the internet. Yeah. And what I mean by that, like, obviously Game of Thrones is better. Obviously, like, you know, Succession, Billions is better. Yeah. But, like, 95% is, like, shit. Like, if you go in on YouTube, like, but when I saw Steve and how obsessed he's been with, like, just creating the best product. Because at the end, the consumers will, they'll vote with their money buying your product. You get what
I mean?
Correct. It just made me very excited, John, to hopefully in the future be in a position where I'll only care about the product, the best possible product to the consumer.
Facts.
Because
that's the goal right there, B.
Yeah, because like, listen to this, like, I think that like so much is lost today. Like you start with, I'm not talking business to business services, but like what you like or whatever, but like, there's not a lot of like Tesla. They just want to make the best possible electric car. The best possible driving experience you can have. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just got me really, like, Steve even thought, like, he was, I told you last week about Bob Iger, the Disney CEO, right?
Yeah.
And, like, how he said, like, Steve was, like, with the MagSafe adapter, he was obsessed with the click sound because then you automatically know, like, that your device is charging. And when I look at, like, my mom still uses my MacBook 13-inch that I bought in 2013. And it still runs good. Like, do you get what I mean?
As it should.
Yeah. So, and I'm just so fascinated. Like, I want to know, like, what makes, like, how do you build a company such as Apple? How do you...
Bro, I'll tell you this, right? Like you hit it on the head, where if like America, how America, like if you look at all the American companies in any space, right? There's always a standout company because they perfect whatever they want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's Apple with the computers, if it's Spotify in music, if it's Tesla in cars, there's always... Yeah. One company may or may not have a competitor that's on their level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's because if you look at all the other companies, they're just doing it to get a quick, like, they're like, yo, I gotta get a quick investment, quick money. But they're real, like, America is run on mediocrity. Yeah. If you look at the music, I can bring back to the music.
Yeah.
We look at who's good music and who's the best.
Yeah.
If you look at the companies who are the best, and the best of who you remember. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like, I don't think it's that hard. I think it starts with who, like the who you, what you want to do, what you're trying to build, and that you actually have like a genuine interest in the consumer.
Yeah.
Like I'm not talking about B2B, like you said.
Yeah.
All this B2C companies.
Yeah.
Like you have a genuine interest in the consumer. Yeah. Like you're going to win, fam. Like you're not going to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it, really.
Yeah, John. Because, but like if you name any, like let's say you list 100 companies, right?
Mm.
I bet you. The companies who has a perceived culture such as Apple's culture is probably, I don't know, 5 out of 100, maybe, I don't know, if even that.
Sure.
I guess it's the people, like where you get and find the people to allow them to thrive. And just be at their best at all. Like
I'd say Ray Dalio, his company will probably be one of them. I'd say how
it probably is.
Like I mean, like even reading the book Principles, understanding how he puts teams together and how transparency works in that organization where like doesn't matter, like we play to your strengths and like at the end of the day it's for the client, it's for quote unquote consumer. You build a team around people, you know what I mean? Like don't build it, like I feel that's what he did well and that's what like these companies that do great stuff do well.
You gotta be good with people.
You gotta understand people and understand how people work together, you know what I mean? And how to play to their strengths and not.
Yeah, because like you gotta have people to build an empire. You can't do it alone. Like people is, like, and that's the issue with like when people have money. Revolut said that in an interview. Like it doesn't matter if we get $5 billion. Like we need to get the right people. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it takes time to know if someone is the right person as well. Yeah, I don't know what to say, John. It's just that when you see, sometimes I'm worried that I won't achieve what I want to achieve, John, you know, and that I'll die thinking like I could have done more, you know. I do not want that to happen. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
It's like a complex.
Like, I'm just like, I'm like, wait, like all my ventures I have happening right now, line up.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to get like that point of bringing people on. You're hiring people. You're like,
yeah,
how we expand like that. I'm looking forward to that. You know what I mean? Because like that is you and me, individual founders could always have like an idea and a mission and a value vision for themselves that they want to have for their corporation and for their product. But like back to the point of like if you bring those people on, those people don't have that, are not teachable, or you can't have like, like it's gonna fall apart, you know what I mean? Like simple.
But that's the thing too, like there are $1 billion companies that run like shit. Like it's
insane. To this day, bro.
The
legacy companies so legacy. To this day are so like they're archaic, you know, like they're still in probably using punch cards. Probably.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. I'm looking forward to that part. That scaling part is definitely
definitely something else.
For real. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what else to contribute other than that.
I don't know much.
For a while now, and maybe
we have to put the chop the reveal for next week in Chopped Up. That's the first thing.
In Chopped Up.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Yes.
The news you need. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like Chopped Up. News you need. Fox. That's so clean. That's what what it should be. I need to get better at like noting, like when I think, because during the week I think of ideas and I'm like, oh, I'll remember them, and then I forget. Do you get what I mean?
I feel you.
It's so frustrating when you forget.
I feel you. I use Evernote for that, but like only like my brain is like wired to like think of like every song concept. I just be like, oh, pull up Evernote. I just got it. Boom. All right, we're here.
So tell me about the random song concept. Whichever one.
Random song concept. Pinky Promise.
Pinky Promise.
Yo, I don't want to give my concepts over. Oh, geez.
Okay.
That's a good one. I mean, it's whatever. Pinky Promise, like.
So, because what I was going to come to is like, can we build something out of a Pinky Promise right now?
Like a song?
No, like podcast content.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you did a Pinky Promise with someone?
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
And it was...
What the Pinky Promise was?
Yeah.
I don't get to give away Pinky Promises, bro. It's okay. No, but like I heard. Like,
but I'll bet you it was with your girlfriend because that's who I had.
Correct. Like that's what the song is about. Like I had a sick idea for the song, bro. Like,
okay.
Never heard song called Pinky Promise.
Who do you Pinky Promise? Like you Pinky Promise your parents when you're a kid, right?
I never Pinky Promise my parents.
You never? I think I Pinky Promise with my mom, at least. Definitely happened. Yeah, definitely happened. Do you pinky promise with friends? Like close friends? Like,
that's a good question.
Like for fun, you do. Like, yeah, we should definitely go on that trip. Pinky promise.
Yeah, but like the pinky isn't actually involved in those promises. You know what I mean? Like you just probably say pinky promise.
I feel like I've definitely done it.
Like, I think I probably, the pinky wasn't involved. It was like, I was probably like, yo, be like, after this game with 2K, like, I'll go get the food from the door. Pinky promise for sure.
So it's
like,
yeah,
it's almost like become like a stamp, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, that's sick. Okay.
I don't know. I guess it's...
Well, we did it, John. We did it. And with that, I think...
Yeah, I love this multi-camera setup that you have, bro.
Wait. Oh, it's should I switch?
Wow.
Yo, the difference.
Maybe go and buy a camera now.
Yeah, John. I'm just saying sinus bonus camera. That's what I'm saying.
Say less, bro.
Okay, yeah. I think it's time for us to humbly bow out. Yeah.
We're out.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Peace.